Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Boston Sports Fan. Today's show, we're going to be talking a lot about the Boston Celtics. Who is this Peyton Pritchard kid? What is this rookie all about? Also, as the Patriots end their season, what are your thoughts about Tom Brady in the playoffs? Do I want to talk about Tom Brady? We have to talk about Tom Brady. We're going to be discussing that and a little bit more on the Boston Sports Fan. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining us. I'm Dickie V. I'm your host of the Boston Sports Fan. And today, we have a few things to talk about today that I want to get to right away. Yesterday's show, if you didn't listen, go back and listen. It was a good show. We talked a lot about the Bruins and captain. Who's going to be captain? Well, what do you know? I get home after recording the podcast and Bruins name. Who else? Who'd you think it was going to be? Patrice Bergeron, your captain of your Boston Bruins. Surprise, surprise. No, not surprise, surprise. As we talked about in the show, everybody knew that's what it was going to be. There really couldn't be any other play. So, that's what it is, and that's what we expected it to be. So, glad to see. Good luck to him as he leads this year's Bruins team. I expect they're going to be a decent team, but I don't know. I think there's going to be definitely some challenges in the year ahead for the Bruins, so that'll be interesting to watch. I am excited for that season to get started. Nothing like hockey season, so... With that being said, we have a lot of Celtics talk today. I do want to talk a little bit of the Patriots first before we get into the Celtics. As far as the Patriots are concerned, obviously they're out. Yesterday we kind of talked about some positives and some negatives with this past season. But the playoffs start. They start Saturday, tomorrow. Today's Friday. So playoffs start tomorrow. And for the first time in a long time, there's no Patriots in the playoffs. How do you feel about that? What are your thoughts? Are you glued to the TV? Are you going to be just as excited because it's the NFL and you love the NFL and you're excited for the playoffs? Are you uninterested? Are you like, oh, well, the Patriots aren't in it, so maybe I'll tune in for the Buffalo game. Maybe I'll tune in for the Buccaneers game, but... Am I really going to tune in for the Chiefs game? Or am I going to tune in for the Seahawks game? Whatever. Do you care about the Packers? You know, what are your thoughts going into the playoff weekend? You know, are you excited? I am. I like playoff football. And I think it's, without the Patriots, yeah, okay, it sucks. We know that. Let's move on from that. What do you think after that? Do you like watching games that are not the Patriots? I do. I think it's not stressful, that's for sure. Watching the football games without the stress of your team losing is kind of cool. So I like that feeling. I'm excited to watch the playoffs. Who am I rooting for? I mean, I guess the easy pick for me is the Bills, right? Just because it's the AFC East. If it was, you know, pretty much any team in the East, I think I would root for that team, even the Jets. I just think it's the East. They're our teams. They're the teams we see, teams we know. And, go Buffalo at that point. It definitely ain't going to be Kansas City. Now, the other pick, I guess, that you would say would be, if it's not going to be the Patriots, do you want it to be the Buccaneers? I guess there's two ways you can look at it, and I feel both of those emotions. First way to look at it is, you know, we've adored and put our fandom on the back of Tom Brady for so long that we want Tom Brady to win, and we want Tom Brady to win another Super Bowl, thus solidifying his legacy, right? I'm not wrong to think in that way. You root for Tom Brady. I'm not rooting for the Bucs, obviously. I could care less about the Buccaneers as an organization. You know? What do I want to bring happiness to Warren Sapp? You know? No. I don't care about the Buccaneers organization. But, you know, you do want... I don't want any doubt. Not that there is any doubt now. But I don't... I want the, you know, the Tom Brady Super Bowl wins to be so much higher than anyone else that that's all you can say is he won so many more than anyone else. That's what I want. Now, so in that point of view, I guess you do want the Buccaneers to advance in the playoffs and eventually, you know, win the Super Bowl. I can see where Patriots fan feel that and want that and would want that. So I don't blame them for that. And, you know, if you want to continue that that conversation, the first thing I think is, well, what about the Patriots organization? If you were going to say, well, the Patriots organization, would they, you know, be better with Tom Brady? And, you know, obviously, you know, the easy answer is yes. And how does that reflect on the Patriots organization? How does that reflect on Bill Belichick if Tom Brady goes on and wins a Super Bowl with another team where you pretty much said that he wasn't, you know, wasn't worth giving the money at this age to lead your team, if that's what they even said? Who knows? I don't know. With Bill Belichick, you really don't know much of anything because he doesn't tell us anything, and that's fine, whatever. But does that have a negative look on the Patriots for Tom Brady to be successful beyond the Patriots? What does that say about the Patriots? And if you're a Patriots fan, maybe that impacts how you feel about the Bucs or the Patriots or Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl. I could see that side as well. There's also the side where, yes, I'm rooting for Tom Brady, but I've pointed this out as the Buccaneers played during the season. I didn't find myself rooting for the Bucs. I didn't find myself glued to Bucs games.
Yay!
And I've watched the games, and yeah, I'm rooting for Gronk as well. I like Gronk. I mean, how many of us, like, watched Gronk for whatever, 8 seasons or whatever, and he's a fun guy. So why wouldn't I root for him? But I don't find myself glued to Tampa Bay Buccaneers games. So, I don't know. I know a lot of you do have that feeling. A lot of you do love watching the Bucs and are cheering for Brady, but I think I lie on the other side where, to me, now they're just another team. Yeah, I want Brady to win. I would like Brady to win another Super Bowl, but if the Bucs do not win the Super Bowl or if they're matched up in a game, I'm not necessarily rooting for them or not rooting for them. I honestly don't care. But let's get on to what I want to talk about, okay? I want to talk about the Boston Celtics, you know, that like stepchild team, you know, that other team. I feel like sports talk radio is all Patriots and then occasional Bruins. But what about that other team, you know, the Boston Celtics? So they're off to a good start. I don't know, what are they, 7-2, 7-3, something like that. Good start. Tatum and Brown look awesome. You know, they really look like they're like 30 points a game, each of them. You know, one game, Tatum will have like 27 and 13. The next game, Brown will have like 29 and 13. Just two studs at this point. And while there's still a lot to clean up with the Celtics, definitely off to a good start, playing some good teams. And I'm excited. Why wouldn't I be? I'm excited to watch the team. I'm excited to see what happens this season. There has been some things that have happened already. Obviously, we're still waiting for Kemba to return. How will that impact the team when he comes back? I mean, he's a starter, right? He's your third best player, so why wouldn't he be a starter? So what does that do to the starting rotation? Will that be the end of the double big, the Tristan Thompson and Daniel Tice starting at the same time? So that means you have a smaller lineup. How does that impact the team? That will be interesting. Okay? So a few things have happened. Apparently, two nights ago, the guy you brought in for leadership, we talked about, I mean, they preached this to us. We saw news, we saw interviews with Danny Ainge talking about how he brought in Tristan Thompson for leadership, the quality of guy that he is. And I liked him on the court. He's a hustle guy. He's a big Marcus Smart, basically. He's a hustle guy, energy guy, effort guy. And we like that here in Boston, right? I'm not wrong. So what happens is the other night, Tristan Thompson, Grant Williams, maybe Carson Edwards, and Robert Williams, okay? I don't know about Carson Edwards, but I know Tristan Thompson, Grant Williams, and Robert Williams go out to a strip club. Robert Williams tests positive for COVID, okay? The other guys are in protocol, safety protocol. So basically, Robert Williams gets COVID from a strip club. I don't know where he was, but he definitely was not 6 feet away. But why, within the first 10 games of the season, is the guy you brought in for leadership taking two young guys, Grant Williams, what, second year in the league? Robert Williams, what, third year in the league? Taking two young guys out to a strip club during COVID, that doesn't make sense to me. I understand they were in Florida. I understand Florida's a lot more relaxed on safety protocol than we are here up in Massachusetts. I understand all that. And I know when we say, oh, these guys make a lot of money, I'm usually on the player's side. Many times I've been on the player's side. But I think when you do make that kind of money to play professional basketball, you have an obligation of certain responsibilities. And it's disappointing that a guy you brought in, what does he make? I don't know, $8 million a year, whatever. A guy you brought in to provide leadership, risk playing games for the team, to go out to a strip club and bring two young guys with him. That's disappointing, and I have to call that out. What do you think? Let me know. Okay. With that being said, it really limited the Celtics guys for the big game against Washington. Washington's kind of a different team. They're not expected to be very good, but they now have Westbrook, who is very good. And Bradley Beal has become, I don't know, the man. He's a good player. The guy put up 60 the other night. You know, he's been averaging over 30 all the time. Just a good player. So I don't take them lightly. So to have a limited roster where you have Kemba out, Jeff Teague came back, Marcus Smart came back, so that's good. But now you have Grant Williams out, Robert Williams out, and Tristan Thompson out. Three bigs. Who does that leave you with? Tice. That's it, right? Semi, I guess, could play power forward, but you don't want to see Semi at center. So who does that leave you? Taco Fall, right? Taco can't get minutes, right? Valuable minutes. We've only seen him get garbage time, right? Wrong. Taco, I'm watching this game last night, and I see Taco checking to come in the first to relieve Daniel Tice. And I say, I guess you have to, but wow. Blew my mind, right? Now, I have been 100% critical of Taco Fall last season. I was hard on Taco. Remember? If you've listened to this podcast, you remember. I drove up to Portland, Maine to watch the Red Claws to see this guy play for myself. Was he defensive player in the defensive player, what is it, all team, all defensive team for the D-League? Yes. He got blocks by default. He was not good up there. Maine was a running team, and when Taco came in, they had to go slow it down half court. He'd play for 4 minutes and then have to come out for 5 minutes because he was gassed. Okay? Not a fan of Taco Fall. I pretty much looked at it as, I don't remember the word I used, but it was a circus act, you know? He was brought in to publicity stunt, basically. Gave no credit. Not that I think he can play NBA quality all of the time now. I don't look at him as a starter. I don't look at him as even a first guy off the bench. But what Taco Fall showed me last night is that in the right matchup, he can be a valuable guy. Because he only scored 4 points. But he had 3 blocks. He had a bunch of rebounds. But he provided a defensive presence at the rim. He blocked Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook tried to highlight him and tried to dunk on him. And Taco Fall just got that out of here. I think his size surprised guys. And they're like, oh, how could a guy that's 7'6 or 7'7, whatever he is, how could that size surprise anyone? But I think that looking at him from last year, he really wasn't even good at all. And I think that what he provided last night took some guys by surprise. And he provided valuable minutes. And he was exciting to watch. He wasn't a liability, like I said that he was all of last season. So maybe he is a project type player. Do I think he's there yet? No. But I am upgrading him to project, all right? He's been upgraded to never be an NBA player to a project player. Here's where you're going to have a difficulty. Washington, their bigs are not really shooters. Bryant, good young player, more of a muscle guy. He could shoot last year a little bit, but this year he really hasn't shot well, so he's reluctant to shoot. He's more of a body guy, okay? Robin Lopez is not Brook Lopez. He does not shoot like Brook. Okay, and like, oh, a twin, you'd think they'd be the same. No. Robin Lopez is more of a hustle guy, more of an inside guy. So he's not going to be shooting threes outside. So I think when you play a team like Washington, Taco Fall can play. Why not, right? I think he earned himself some minutes last night. Is that crazy? I'm going to say it. Taco Fall earned another chance. But when they play a team like the 76ers, he's not going to be able to guard. I mean, nobody can guard Embiid. But Embiid likes to shoot from outside. He's not going to be able to guard that. You know? He's not going to be able to play against bigs that can shoot. He's not going to be able to play against an Ibaka. You know? You know what I'm saying? Guys like that. It's just not going to happen. But, I don't know. Can he play against Jared Allen and the Brooklyn Nets? Maybe. Am I crazy? I've gone crazy. I can't believe I'm calling for Taco Fall. I'm not one of those social media guys that are crazy about Taco. But maybe, just maybe, what I saw last night he earned some minutes. All right, let's talk about what we've been meaning to talk about. Peyton Pritchard, right? I'm not going crazy yet, but drafted their last pick in the first round or whatever. I don't remember what he was, 20-something, 28th pick, 26th pick, whatever, out of Oregon. Clearly this kid, his composure is poised to be a successful player, whether it be a backup guy or what. But he's provided that he can step up and make the transition from the college to the NBA. What a difference having a fourth-year guy come in. Now, like you, like many of us, I thought maybe Naismith would be a guy to have an impact. And Peyton Pritchard, yeah, most likely see in Maine. Now, I mean, I'm not ready to give up on Naismith. Obviously, he has not looked good, and he clearly doesn't have an idea of where to be when, especially on defense. And Peyton Pritchard just seems like that guy that knows where to be. He's making mistakes. He's making rookie mistakes, and that's okay. But as long as the mistakes are outweighed by plays, he can hit the shot. He's shooting at a good percentage. He's making good passes. He's pressing the ball. He's coming up with steals. He's hustling. He had a game winner the other night where Marcus Smart didn't get the call, drove in, and with point whatever, 4 left on the clock, Peyton was able to sneak in behind Smart, know that that might happen, and get a clean, get a clean up, catch and shoot, layup, put back. Great play. I don't know what the deal is. I'm just looking forward to what happens the rest of the season. I'm looking forward to seeing what's of, becomes of him, because as of right now, he looks like a player. And I was a little worried about Brad Wanamaker leaving, because he did provide some consistency. Was the consistency level low? Yeah, sure. But at least we knew what we got. And I think that Teague and Pritchard, we definitely got an upgrade. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the season. And wow, Peyton Pritchard is fun to watch. And I know that he's easy to like because he's a small little guy. And, he's already a guy that my 10-year-old son loves. Or 9-year-old son, soon to be 10-year-old son, loves. So let's look forward to seeing that. And I'm going to look forward to seeing, the Celtics throughout the season. I'm going to end things there. I think we talked enough. We covered a little bit Bruins, a little bit Patriots, a little bit Celtics. Still got nothing for you on the Red Sox. I'm going to do a little Red Sox news, see what's new with the Red Sox, just to bring you an off-season update. I got nothing on him right now. Little interest. Nothing really going on. Maybe you get a guest host in next week. If you want to be a guest host, just let me know. That's all you got to do. In every podcast description, there's a link to leave a message. Leave a message. I'll get in touch with you. Or go to the Man Cave Show Facebook page. You can message me that way. Okay? I'm Dickie V. This is the Boston Sports Fan. You know what I'm going to say? Like and subscribe. You could be part of the show because I know that you are a Boston sports fan just like me, and that's what's going to keep things going. The life of a Boston sports fan. I hope you enjoyed. We'll talk to you next time. Have a good night.